Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's cold outside, but the fire keeps us warm. We can spend the night underneath the mistletoe. And I've gotten you a present that I put under the tree. Tomorrow it is Christmas, the first for you and me. The snow is falling down. Storm is on its way, but as long as you're around, everything will be okay. 'Cause all I wanna do is spend this holiday with you. Tomorrow it is Christmas, the first for me and you. Tomorrow it is Christmas, the first for me and you. I've longed for this moment to have you for myself. In a cabin out of nowhere, just us and no one else. I've decorated everything till we're perfect for this week. Tomorrow.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
tomorrow it is Christmas, the first for me and you. I've longed for this moment to have you for myself in a cabin out of nowhere, just us and no one else. I've decorated everything to be perfect for this week. Tomorrow
Hear the song, that means it's back, along with the flow. Well, y'all know what was coming back, didn't y'all? Yeah, we know. Tell you, anything is possible. It's Christmas, it's December. Santa Claus delivered. Sound good. Already missed. Can't complain. Stay the same. Just a little bit more to go. The Corey with a lie. Podcast show. It's a little Christmas song for y'all. Before. Let's start this show. It seems like quick Christmas, you know? Everywhere you go, it seems like Christmas. And I don't really think people, it's really in the Christmas move. Because when I was little, I used to see a lot of decorations up, you know. So many decorations. And it seemed like nobody is putting up decorations no more. I mean, when I was little, everywhere I turned, when I was walking down the street, it was all kinds of Christmas lights. Decorations on houses and stuff like that. Maybe because of the economy, you know. Maybe because people can't afford it, you know. Maybe the high cost of the electric bill after Christmas, you know. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is no more with people. But hey, guys, just a little decoration. I mean, just a little piece of candy. Like in your window, You know, just a pillar, just a little light in your window, you know? A little tree in your window. It don't have to be a whole bunch of Christmas lights. You know, that would be pretty and nice and get everybody in the Christmas spirit. You know, we know it ain't gonna be no more snow no more. Because we ain't had that since I don't know when on Christmas in December. You know? Always snowing after Christmas. I mean, I remember when December came after Thanksgiving, it got cold, wind blew, and it night nice and chilly. You had to wear your winter coats. December the 21st was officially winter, and it hit. And the 22nd and 23rd, we had snow falling from the sky. No, we had snow falling. We had just a little bit of snow or a lot of snow coming down. And by Christmas morning, it just feel like a family holiday, you know? Waking up, running downstairs, getting your Christmas present. You know, I remember my little gun that I got for Christmas one Christmas. I had a little pump gun, and I got a gun, and I got some about four little Star Wars guys, and these were the real Star Wars, the original Star Wars from Kenner. And I got an R2, I think I got C-3PO and an R2-D2 and all. And I loved them. That's one of the best Christmas presents that I got, you know, when I was living with Nancy, you know. Don't tell Nancy and them. But I got a lot of Christmas stuff from when I was living with Nancy. Those were some of the best ones I got because I like Star Wars. That's why. I just had a good time, you know. I mean, sometimes I used to peek downstairs and see why everybody ain't up. Sometimes we used to probably get up because the grown-ups, they used to sit up all night packing gifts and stuff. And all. Sometimes me and my cousins would act like we sleep. We peek down and see what we had on the steps. Then we get caught and they run us back upstairs in the bed. But I remember that now too, you know. I can tell on myself now because I'm grown. but you know, it's just those little things that you remember on Christmas. But the snow was Christmas. You know, it was Christmas on snow. You had Christmas. I mean, well, I want everybody to tell me your Christmas story. I mean, tell me that Christmas story that y'all had when y'all was growing up in the 70s and 80s. And y'all remember the snowstorms, the blizzards, and just waking up remembering Christmas, you know, I mean, Christmas snow, that's what we got, Christmas snow, not this mess what we got now, raining all the time, I mean, wind blowing, lights being knocked out, you know, last night, the lights went out. The wind was just blowing, but the lights went out. And I just remember that time, you know.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And it was just a good time. But I just want to know, anybody else remember that Christmas time, that Christmas childhood? You know, and I wish our children will be able to experience that, you know? And I do. I wish they would be able to experience that. And I wish it would start snowing and let them see snow and stuff like that. I mean, it's a great feeling, you know. Like I said, when I get my driver's license, I'm going to the mountains because I know how to ski, you know. And I love skiing because I remember my teachers taught me how to ski. And I went all the way up to the international games and got medals for it. So that's the things that I remember when I was living on Nancy, getting up, going to school every day, graduating, and coming home watching Star Trek. You know, that's the things I remember. I mean, it was some crazy things that I did when I was living on Nancy, but you don't remember those, you know, those things. You remember the good things that you did and stuff like that. And those are things that I remember. I mean, holidays, making stuff for my grandmother on Mother's Day and stuff like that. 4th of July, coming home with apples and a bunch of apples, pumpkin pie and all the stuff that we made in school, that we got in school. I mean, just learning, like, we learned everything from science to geography to math, inside of math and stuff. Same thing that they learned in high school, we learned in our house in high school. And I went to school of the Chimes, and that was a high school to me, you know. And it was just amazing thing, you know. It was, and I wish, you know, sometimes I wish I can just go back to those days, but we can't. We gotta keep moving forward and keep going to the unexplained. The undiscovered. There's no such thing to undiscovered. It's just haven't been found yet. But there's no such thing as undiscovered. It's just haven't been found. And when it do be found, when you find your gift, or when you find your talent, or when you find your way, or when you finally get up and get your life going, you know, then you understand the things that make you, you know. You will find your inner self. And your inner self is what God gave you, you know. The things that God gave you. That great talent that you got. I don't care what it is, a journalist, or a singer, or a doctor, a nurse, lawyer, or just sitting on the computer helping other people, being a YouTuber, or being on files, you know, got a lot of people on files that help other people promote their podcasts and all. We got people help on files to promote their books. This new website called Files, you know, I use it all the time. It's great people, and they always responded to me, you know, and just great people, you know, and amazing people. They just got amazing amazing talent. And I just love this website, and I use it because they help me promote my book, and they help me promote my podcast, and help me promote my YouTube podcast channel. And it's and anybody got talent and want to ever use these people, it costs files. Now it's FIERR, www files, FIVERR. That's FIVERR. Again, www files, FIVERR. Check them out. Okay, you can find everything.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's like a Amazon help me out thing. We got people to do voicemail, voiceovers. We got people that help you format your books. We got people that help you promote your podcast or your YouTube channel, or help you make a video, or help you do a commercial. A lot of people, and it's a great, really great website. And they cheap. They start up like $5, all the way up to $1,000, whatever you can afford, from $5 to $1,000, you know, whatever you want, whatever you can afford, it's there for everyone. From the person got $1,000 in their bank account to a person that's got $5 in their bank account, then one day going to have $1,000 in their bank account, you know. And I'll suggest the people that is helping you, you keep going back to those people, okay? That's what I do. I got a whole list of people, and I got this one guy is helping me now. I'd like to give a shout out to that person, and I'm gonna meet him on Zoom next week, and they helping me out with this podcast and all. But it's other podcast, it's other people that help you out with your podcast too. But this guy, they do everything. They get traffic going and stuff like that, you know. So it's a lot of people that listening to me though, that I got listening to me, but they just give you a boost where the places that people is not listening to you. And they put you on other radio state, other formats where people can't get you, they put you on. And that's everybody that help promote you, you know. And I think it's just a wonderful pro thing. And like I said, once again, it's www.FIVERR.com files. And just check them out for all, for the great creators who like creating stuff. Even they will help you out with the video games. Promote your video games when you do play video games online. So if you need help, just check them out. And there's other websites just like them too. So you can use them and you can use other websites like them, like this one. But I only use this one because when I find something, I stick to one. I don't just go to, but you, if you like going to other and stuff like that, that's the one you. But I like files and I like the people on files. And I already got other people on files to help me promote stuff. And, you know, you want to make money, you got to spend money. So I suggest to check it out. But anyway, it's like I was saying before, Christmas is still the same. Everybody, I mean, to me, it's still commercial broadcast, you know. I feel it's too commercial. And some people still know what the meaning of Christmas is. And others just think that it's a time to get presents and stuff like that, material stuff. And those ones who don't know the meaning of Christmas, they the ones who think, hey, then I'm supposed to get this material stuff. And if you don't give me this material stuff, then it's over between us. It's over between us. If my kids don't get this, it's over between us. That's not what Christmas is about, though. It's about the family, passing gifts, and trading gifts to other family members. Other family members coming over to see each other and giving gifts and stuff. And that's the true meaning of Christmas. I mean, back in the 1800s, 1700s, this is how they did things. They went out, they wrapped stuff and gifts, and this family got together, and we did stuff. They sing Christmas carols and stuff. I mean, back in the 1800s and 1700s, they used to go outside singing Christmas carols. You see a little group with their books and singing Christmas carols and stuff like that. I mean, it was really cool. Cause the reason I know, I've seen old magazines in the library and stuff, and I read about, and the library have old magazines and old newspapers from the 1800s and stuff. And I read about that stuff, and it's actually in the newspaper. And when I used to go to the library, I used to look all that stuff up before high tech got high tech, you know. Now I don't have to. I can just go on a computer and look up on a computer. But never stop going to the library either, okay? Because the library been around for many years. And it's one of those, it's just like a movie theater. It's where people come together, sit down and read a book. Physical book. Not ebook. A physical book. And that's how you read, you know. Get it out the library, you know. And so just don't go overwhelmed with technology. Go and buy a book. Turn off the lights, turn off any, and read a book, you know. And I think a lot of people forgot how things used to be, you know. And we got this too caught up in technology. And the movie theaters is, they really getting back to normal in the movie theaters. I've seen a lot of movies being released. The movie studios just throwing the movies out there now. They just throwing them out there, you know. Movies that supposed to have been released in 2020 and 2021, they just throwing them out there now. You know, it look like every channel have a new movie coming in, you know. and they not being released on Netflix or HBO Max like they was when the pandemic was high effect, that you have to go to the movie theaters to see it first, and then they're going to be on the streaming service, you know? And I just hope the movie studios realize, help the movie theaters out, because if you forget about the movie theaters, then the whole meaning of going to the movies is a waste of making a movie, okay?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Warner Brothers, Paramount, 20th Century, MGM, Universe, New Line, okay? Just remember, help the movie theaters out. Help the movie theaters out. You know, so, it won't be no problem, you know, getting everybody back into the movie theater, and just make sure y'all take hand sanitizer with you, you know, wash your hands when you go to the bathroom, wash your hands when you touch stuff on the cabinet, when you touch the doors. Take your hand sanitizer with you. If you're still afraid being around people, wear your mask. Take your hand sanitizer and all. And remember, wash your hands and stuff. Wipe the seats off before you sit down. Take your wipes and all that. And just wipe the seats down. You know, I'm sure the movie theaters take care of that for you and all. But if you still feel paranoid and all, just wipe the seats down, you know. Take your Clorox wipes or Lysol wipes. Take them with you to the movie theater. Just wipe them. Wipe the cameras off. Anything ever somebody else touched before you or before you sit down in the seats, just wipe it off. Wipe it off real good for your kids, husband, wife, and all, you know. Keep your masks on. If you're really paranoid, wear gloves. You know? No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, but let's get back out there. Let's get back to the movies, guys. Let's don't sit at home and watch home movie theaters. Let's get back to the movies. Okay? This is what it's all about. All right, it's what it's all about, and I'm just great to see the studios are storing out movies, and I'm just hoping AMC get back where it was, so I can get my movie card and get discounts on my movie tickets and stuff, and all, and I just hope they bring back the cars that they had before the pandemic, because I was a big AMC member, and then I hope AMC start bringing that back, you know, because I had the movie card, and when I go into movies, I buy my tickets online, and all I have to do is show my wish card and take my credit card, get my movie ticket. And just walk through the door, skip the line and everything. And I earn points. And when I get enough movies, when I get enough points, you know, I get free popcorn and soda and all that stuff. And, you know, I was having fun before the pandemic ruined everything. And then AMC closed down, and their rewards program closed down and stuff. So I'm going to bring AMC back up online now, right now. Just give me a minute. AMC Theater. Yep. There we go. Wait a minute, people. I'm just trying to get with this computer. I know it's a little silent right now. But just let me know if y'all still go to the movies and stuff like that, you know? Seems like this computer just don't want to work. And it's just giving me a hard time. But we got a lot of movies out here. Yeah, we got a lot of movies out. I mean, wow. And I think that's real good because now getting back into the movies and getting back into where, oh boy. Owen Mills. That's the movie theater to Owen Mills. And they got a lot of movies. Not really nothing I want to see. I do want to see that Will Smith movie. But my thing is, just get back out there, people. Like I said, if you're afraid, this, you know, take your wipes. Wipe down the theater and all that stuff, your seats and stuff. You know, just do it, you know. So I'm at the AMC movie theater, would you come? And I'm already a member, but I'm having trouble signing in. Ain't this something? Boy, I tell you. Why am I having trouble signing in? Okay. So anybody still a AMC member and still got their movie discount thing they used to give, just let me know. Go to YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and let me know in your comments, you know. And just let me know. And do you still take your family out to the movies? Do y'all still enjoy the movie thing? And that's what they are. AMC STEM accounts. STUBS. That's what they call it. And that's the one I had account. I had the highest one. You know, the more movies you go to, the more points you get. And then more points you get, the more free popcorn and big soda you get. And a lot of other stuff. But I just remember that AMC was in a lot of trouble during the pandemic. And I thought this would have been the end for movies and the movie theater. But it looked like it survived so far. I mean, people like me know what's going to the movies is like. That movie feeling, going to the movies, sitting down in that movie chair, seeing that big screen in front of you, just waiting for that big sound come through, watching the Christmas movies. Then when summertime comes, the summer movies come out. I mean, the 4th of July, remember Independence Day? How that movie just was just like Star Wars, just blew you away. I mean, where the good movies at, Hollywood? I mean, let's throw them out there, you know? So, they got The Matrix coming out. I mean, they made another Matrix movie. I'm waiting for Top Gun to come out. Tom Cruise, that movie put a bin out. You know, that movie put a bin out, y'all guys. And I'm waiting for that movie to come out. Yeah. Oh, boy. I think that's going to be a good... Anybody ever saw the first Top Gun? I mean, that's going to be a good movie. And I think it's going to be a movie. Not a lot of special effects, CGI, bullcrap. Probably going to have a lot of CGI. Just a little bit CGI. But I bet you it's going to have a story. Like movies used to be written. Have a story. You know. And one thing about Top Gun, they waited for a long time to go back and make another Top Gun. And that's how you're supposed to do it. You know Hollywood? That's how you're supposed to do it. You know, you don't put to make sequels after sequel after sequel. You know, take a break with the superhero movies. You know, Spider-Man and, you know, take a break and start watching good movies. I mean, you got West Side Story. Thank you. You remade that movie. Even though the original one is still good. But I bet you the new one is good for the next generation of kids that will go to go see it, you know. I mean, I'm sure that the new one is just as good as the original one. Nothing beat the original, but I'm sure the reboot is just as good. And y'all try to make it close to the original. And a lot of people love West Side Story. It's one of the great movies. Next, you need to make The Warriors. I mean, if you reboot The Warriors, then now you're talking. But just make it a story. Don't put a lot of special effects in it. You know, make it a story. Because that's what The Warriors and West Side Story was. They were stories. Okay? Go see that movie. Go see the movie. Go watch the original West Side Story and then go see the reboot. And those who watched the West Side Story back in the 70s when it first came out, watch the original and then go watch the reboot. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the reboot because I'm pretty whoever rewrote it and remade it, they wanted to catch it, make it close to the original as possible. And just say thank you. Thank you for the people who took your time to reboot this movie. I might go see it. And I might not. I don't know. All depends. AMC Dread Up Chills and Chills. All the original horror movies. Okay. Some horror movies I didn't even know. What that movie is about. Anybody ever saw the movie No? N-O-P? First time I heard of that one. A lot of movies I ain't heard of. They got up here. Black Phone. Anybody ever heard of Black Phone? Shit. What the hell? Oh, I'm sorry, people. I know you got children. I'm sorry. But I never heard of these movies. Well, Scream I heard of because Wes Craven, Scream, but these movies I never heard of. What the heck? Yep, there goes the maintenance. Or you can go to the movies and watch the 1999 maintenance. You can get the tickets through that. So again, I think AMC is letting you watch some old movies too, as well as some new movies. So you just go into the movie theater and watch some old movies as well as the new movies. That's pretty smart. That's business right there. That's a business call right there. Because a lot of people love to see the old movies up back on the big screen and never got to see the movies in the movie theater. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people will go to see that. That was a good business call right there. And I'm looking at a lot of old movies too. Cause we got the Ghostbusters Afterlife. That's the new Ghostbusters. But we got West Side Story, like I was just talking about, the new one, the reboot. And yeah, I think this is some new movies that's out. But they had some horror movies too. That I was looking at, called Drills and Chills. Let's see what's coming. What movies is coming? There's a movie about the Rams, number 13. Anybody remember him? Number 13 from the Rams? Well, they made a movie about him called The Underdogs. And that will be out December the 15th. So that will be out, I think, Friday. And the maintenance reaction. and a lot of other movies. I didn't know they may stream again. They reboot Scream, or it might be the same Scream. It says 2022 Scream. I don't know why. Another Batman movie. That's good for the Batman fans, you know. They still got IMAX, you know. That's good. Well, they got a lot of movies. Guys, what you think? Will you be going back to the movies again? Or are you just going to sit on out on the couch, being a lazy butt, not taking your grandchildren or your children to do the things that you used to do, go to the movies on the weekend? I think it's a big mistake to take away that movie family night away, or that date night away. You know, I know you got a home theater. I know you got HBO. You got Hulu. You got Amazon Prime. You got Netflix. You got Disney Plus. You got Paramount Plus. And some of y'all got them all. Some of y'all got some of them. And y'all waiting for the movies to come on air. No. The new movies is coming in the movie theaters now because the pandemic is under control. Okay? It's under control now. Not fully under control. It's still a little danger. You know? I mean, we're still not out of the woods and stuff like that. Well, way I can see it. Because this new COVID-19 thing they talking about, you know. But the way I see it, the best way to protect yourself, hand sanitizer, wash your hands, keep your distance, and keep your mask on. That's all you have to do, you know. And you can go enjoy the movies. Go enjoy the movies. There's a whole lot more movies coming out. And I'm telling you, they're not coming on the streaming service. And probably when they do come hit the theaters, they're going to be in the theaters for a while. You know, for a good while. Especially The Underdog and Spider-Man, some of the big movies. It's going to be just like the last time. Whatever come out in Christmas won't be in the won't be on home video or on the streaming services until the summer. Whatever comes out in the summer will be released in the winter on the streaming service. But I won't wait that long. I go to the movies, you know. I go to the movies to see it. So I'm a movie guy. I gotta go. I just gotta go. I'm sorry. I just can't sit home and watch it. It just don't feel right. I just gotta be in the movie theater with other people and just enjoying it. Cause I know I'm in the movie theater with other people. They enjoying the same thing I like. You know, same kind of movies I like. That's why they in that movie theater. And I know other people like me who like the same movie, you know, and that's what movies are about. So, go. It's Christmas. Give somebody a gift card, movie gift card. Go. You know, put your lights out. Put your Christmas tree up. Put a little light in on the ceiling. Outside on your porch or something. Just a little light. You know? Just a little bit. Cut it off in the daytime. Unplug it. Something. So it won't drive up your gas electric. And those who really like Christmas and like to decorate, put those lights up. It's time. Put some joy in this city, okay? It's too much evil in this city. It's like every weekend you hear somebody getting killed. Let's move those evil people who want to go around killing people. Let's just move them. Move them. Move them. Let's just help God move them. Okay? Let them know that it's still good people and we got this in control. Alright? And I know there's still good people out there. Y'all just gotta come out. Stop being afraid. You know, just stop being afraid. Just come out. I'd just like to thank everybody for listening. And enjoy your Christmas. Happy New Year's. Feliz Navidad. And from west to north to south to east to the east, Middle East to the west east to the west east to the west and Russia east to the west and North Korea east to South Korea east to China east to west east or to China to all the people in China. To all the people in Russia, all the people in North Korea, and all the people who don't want to stay in America or the Western world. We love you. We brothers and sisters. We live on the same earth. We breathe the same air. And we love you. Russia, President of China, President of North Korea, President of other countries who don't like America, we love you. And one day, it will be peace on earth. Because God already said it will. And those who still believe in peace, those who still believe it, keep hope alive. There's always possibilities. Keep hope alive, people. Not only on Christmas, but year round. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends, all over the world. It's good in everyone. It's good in everyone. And everyone all around the world, have a safe, joyful holiday. Happy, Merry Christmas. And let's bring in the new year, 2022, with a bang of peace and happiness. All right, let's at least start it off with peace and happiness. Baltimore, city of Baltimore, let's start the world off with that. Let's see the rest of the country will follow. And if the rest of the country will follow, maybe the rest of the world will follow. If you really want to put Baltimore on the map, put the guns down, put your hate down, and let's get it as lead. And see the rest of the country leading. And then once again, America will be great again, be wonderful again, and be grateful again. And then the rest of the world will be do the same. I bet you, I really believe that. Then we can show our children how to love each other as well. If the grown-ups can do it, then the children, they will start doing it. But if the grown-ups fight, argue, and kill each other, what you think our children are going to grow up and do? Don't matter if they Republican or Democrats. Gangs or no gangs. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. See you on the next Corey Whitlock app. Corey Whitlock podcast show. you in the next episode.
Good night.